Tamara Wallace here. I want to summarize what we did for wheat reports for Tuesday, June 25th. We started with Central Prairie Co-op in Claflin, spoke with Vicki Miller. Farmers were happy with the wheat than what they thought it was going to be. Test weight's been high except for the last rain. Protein average was 14, good except for the last rain. June 12th is when they started, and they thought they'd be done on Wednesday. And we'll start next week with shipping wheat. Kent Kaiser, spoke with him. He was a farmer, Kaiser Farms in Bushton, Kansas. I was just driving down the road and saw him cutting. And I drove down the road and got to visit with them. Breakdowns on the combine to start with, and then they had the rain and the high winds about a week ago, and he had about 600 acres to cut. And while I was visiting with him, he was down to his last 40 acres and was going to finish in about 3 hours. And the yields were about 20 to 50, test weight 61 to 62 before the rain. It was tough after that. Couldn't catch a lot of the managers at the co-ops between going down to Spearville, Kansas. Did visit with some custom cutters from Oklahoma. Only spoke with the grain operator and the truck driver, but said I needed to speak with the combine operator, which was the bot. So it was kind of a long drive before I got to actually spoke to someone. I finally got to speak to Blake Conley at Alliance Ag and Grain in Spearville, Kansas. He's the vice president of grain. He said the wheat's been good, had rain last week. They were about two-thirds done for most of the geographies. Protein varied, test weights were early on, were 60 to 63. With rain, it was about 57 to 59. They did have some hail that hit the areas and impacted. Some zeroed out. A lot of the area will wrap up by the end of the weekend. Brian Yoey, caught up with him. He's the manager of Golden Valley Co-op in Sanford, Kansas, south of Rush Center in Pawnee County. Said harvest was good. They were about 50% done. And they started June 11th. Yields were better than they expected, about 15 to 50. Test weights down with recent rain, about 58 to 59. A couple weeks ago, they had 2 to 5 inches of rain, and then they got another inch of rain just last week, and it finally dried out. Majority of the fall crops are planted, and they'll be about 90% done with wheat harvest by the end of the weekend if it don't rain. Caught Matt Monju Repair of La Crosse, Kansas. He works on John Deere equipment. He's got a lot of years of experience working with John Deere dealerships, and he went into business with his son and started up his own business, and he's done a lot of combine repairs for this wheat harvest. And he takes care of 6 counties and has 2 service trucks. And he's had a lot of AC issues and feeder house problems, straw chopper he had worked on that morning that I spoke with him. Eric Worth with Golden Belt Co-op said yields were above what they anticipated, and they were pleased with their harvest. And finally, I spoke with Michael Geist from Frontier Ag Incorporated. He's the manager of Ransom, Kansas and Utica, Kansas. And it was better than what they thought, and yields were about 20 to 50, depending on the area. And that's our report for Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.